One of the country's most influential chefs, Charlie Trotter, closed his namesake restaurant in Chicago just last year. Yesterday, his family and the culinary community were shocked to hear the news that Trotter died suddenly at the age of 54. Though the cause is still unknown, a spokesman for the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office said he had a history of seizures and strokes. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this remembrance of a man who helped change American fine dining.
For decades, Charlie Trotter's name was synonymous with cutting-edge cuisine, and his Chicago restaurant was regarded as one of the finest in the world, a stellar accomplishment for a self-taught chef. Trotter earned a college degree in political science, but as he told NPR last year, he decided cooking was his calling, so he studied cookbooks, visited fine restaurants abroad, catered small parties at home, and started working for prominent chefs.
My motive was nothing more than to learn how to cook and explore the interesting components of the food and wine world. I never had an agenda.
But Trotter said he did want to elevate American cooking, and in 1987, with the help of his father, he opened his own restaurant. He took the novel step of putting a table for guests in the kitchen. He went on to write several cookbooks and host the PBS television series, The Kitchen Sessions with Charlie Trotter. His restaurant won Michelin stars, and Trotter won a James Beard Foundation's award for Outstanding Chef in 1999.
It is like winning an Oscar.
Susan Ungaro, the president of the foundation, says Trotter told her that chefs are like musicians.
That every ingredient is like a musician's notes. And he laughed and said, my father must have known I wanted to be a chef when he named me Charlie after Charlie Parker, the great jazz musician. So, you know, he was somebody who really took, I think, the artistry of cuisine to another level.
Trotter avoided heavy sauces. He was among the first to create an all-vegetable tasting menu. He was among the first to champion using seasonal and organic ingredients. He also featured sustainably raised or caught meat and seafood. Matthias Merges worked for Trotter's for several years as executive chef and director of operations.
One of our mantras was, we will never, ever produce the same dish twice.
And Merges, also a star chef, says the restaurant was a magnet for talent.
And the teams that I've seen go through there over the past 25 years has been incredible. You can look around the country at, you know, some of the great chefs who are on the map now, and at one time or another, they've come through that kitchen.
Including top chefs Graham Elliott and Grant Achatz. Trotter was known as an exacting man, a tough mentor with a temper. Everything had to be precise. In some of the behind-the-scenes videos of his kitchen, like this one from Online Docs TV, that push for perfection is clear.
Greg, help keep it. I don't want anything in the window. Please.
But Trotter also had a softer side. He created a charitable group that awarded culinary scholarships, and he also raised money to host local students at the restaurant 3 times a week to teach them about fine dining. The restaurant closed last year, and Charlie Trotter planned to travel the world with his wife and study philosophy. Last night, a group of friends, former employees, and chefs held a candlelight vigil at Trotter's building. They left a bouquet of roses with a card that said chef. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.